Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we had a chance to bring our good friend Charlie Moore back on the show. Charlie's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. He's the founder and the CEO of Rocket Lawyer Incorporated. Yeah, you need those guys, the online legal guys. And we've always enjoyed having Charlie on the show. He's got some good stuff for us to talk about today. Charlie Moore, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be with you again.
Good to have you back. Hey, I know one of the things that you do, and I appreciate you guys for doing this, is you talk to your small business audience, your members and your customers all the time, asking them about the things that are the most pressing on their minds with regard to legal issues. And you brought some of those things for us today, haven't you?
Oh, of course, yeah. The good news is that things are getting better. I mean, I think your listeners know that issues around hiring people and healthcare and things of that nature are top of mind. But that means that business is growing, and so that's been going on for the last several quarters, where 21% of the businesses tell us that they're hiring, and that's great to see.
That is good. That is good news, and that tracks pretty closely with what we're seeing. What we don't know, though, is whether they're hiring full time or part time. That's a concern I have.
Right, and so when they're hiring, and that's a key legal issue. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is our Ask a Lawyer, where small businesses get an opportunity in 600 characters or less on Rocket Lawyer to ask a lawyer question. And you're spot on. Those questions often have to do with things like, how do I classify the people that are working for me either as full-time employees or as part-time and contractors? And that's a key legal issue because you can get in a lot of trouble if you do it wrong.
Right. Well, and it's even a bigger deal today than it was a couple of years ago now with Obamacare, right?
Right. Well, the key issue there is whether or not you need to provide health insurance to your employees. And
right.
That's really the really key issue is whether you have 50 employees or under 50 employees or not.
Right. So what is your so the big deal is what are they concerned about hiring employees? Are they worried about how to ask them questions? Are they worried about the landmines there are out there around the hiring process? What are they concerned about? Once I get them on board, how do I deal with policies? What are they doing?
Right. So again, I'd say the good news is that people out there are hiring. And that's great for the economy. That means the small businesses are growing. But when you hire employees, you enter into one of the most important legal relationships that you're going to have for your business. When you hire people, you have obligations to them around tax withholding. So they make sure that they get that right. Again, tax withholding, if you don't do it and you've hired somebody as a full-time employee, can get you into trouble. There are issues around, when do I need an employee handbook? We recommend that everybody creates an employee handbook as soon as they have a single
right.
employee, where you lay out the policies and procedures and rules.
What are your expectations of them?
That's exactly right. And
when to show up? When do we go to work? When do we leave? When do you get your vacation? When do you get days off? What are the holidays? How many breaks you get? What do we expect you to do personally on your on our computer? What do we expect you not to do personally on our computer? Things like that.
All that sort of stuff. You're exactly right. And if you don't have those policies in place and can prove that you've articulated them, made them available to the employee, well, that can open you up to liability in a wrongful termination.
Sexual harassment, those kinds of things, any kind of bullying. You gotta have your employees have got to know that these are things you don't condone, because if they do, if you have the document that they've signed that they read, that kind of, it may not take you off the hook, but it takes the barb out of the hook, doesn't it?
That's a good way to put it. It gives you some evidence in your favor and quite a lot. Another big issue is along those lines, to limit your liability is, of course, incorporation. And so people
Absolutely.
Have questions of when should I incorporate my business and what type of business should I incorporate, a limited liability company.
Charlie, can they see these questions posted on your website?
They can. And so
give us the website quickly.
It's rocketlawyer.com.
Rocketlawyer.com. Folks, go check it out and you see the answers too. More to come with our good friend Charlie Moore. He's with Rocket Lawyer after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.